at this party, wondering if anyone knows me, really sees who I am. Oh, it's been so long since I fell.
Good morning, everyone. You are listening to 101.9 FM CITR. We are coming to you today from the unceded territories of the Musqueam people at the beautiful University of British Columbia. Good morning. I am Molly.
And I am Sam.
And as always, we are bringing you back to the garden this morning, this beautiful Friday morning. Welcome.
Yeah. Well, hello.
Hello.
Thank you for tuning in today. We will be covering today the wonderful Wiseblood, who heard her like magical, whimsical intro from It's Not Just Me, It's Everybody.
Yes. So
off her newest album.
Off her newest album.
Molly had the privilege of attending the show last week.
Yes. So if this is your first time listening to Back to the Garden, what we do here is we profile a new artist each week, an artist that has recently come to Vancouver. And this week we are incredibly privileged to be doing Wiseblood. She had a show this past week, Tuesday, at the Commodore. And it was a pleasure. I had the privilege of seeing her. And yeah, today we're just going to be playing some of her music, some songs that are adjacent to her, so that she's been inspired by. And we're also going to be talking a little bit about her show.
Yeah. And just about her as a person. Is one of the, I think, best artists like around right now. I feel very grateful that we get to be around at the time where she's coming out with new music. I think it's really cool.
I agree.
And, like, she just has this like magical quality to her that, I mean, I think few other artists like have like embodied and curated as well as she has.
And she has such an interesting origin story as well. Her name's actually Natalie Maring, not Wiseblood, and it's spelt W-E-Y-E-S, mm-hmm. which a lot of people don't know how to pronounce it. When we were talking about doing the show, a lot were like, oh, is it Ways, Wise, whatever?
Yeah.
It is actually Wiseblood, and she named herself after a book. She started writing songs around 15, and She chose this name after a book called Wise Blood, spelled W-I-S-E.
So it's cheeky in a way, I guess. Shook up the spelling.
Indeed. But yeah, she's a really interesting artist. She was a pleasure to see live. She grew up in quite a religious family, which I think through doing research for the show, we have discovered is quite common amongst all these amazing artists.
Yeah,
and I think that's what really gives her this ethereal quality through like the chord progressions and just the sound in general. During the show, at some point, she said, "Let's go to secular church." And I thought that was really funny.
That's crazy.
just beautiful. So why don't we play some music together?
Yeah, all her songs, again, compared to last week or when we were doing Always, her songs are quite a bit longer. So
yes.
We won't be able to play quite as much of her vast and beautiful catalog today, but we will play you, I think, some of the highlights. So let's get started.
Yeah, let's get started. So once again, you just listened to It's Not Just Me, It's Everybody, and that is off her new album, And in Darkness, Hearts Aglow. This is the second album of a trilogy that she's releasing. The first album of this trilogy is Titanic Rising. That was released in 2019.
Yes.
And we're now going to play you a song off of that album called Andromeda. This is one of her biggest hits, I believe.
For sure.
This and it's incredible.
A stunning song.
This is.
Also, I think the cover art and just like the whole like visual aesthetic of Titanic Rising was also gorgeous. For anyone listening right now who isn't familiar with Wise Blood, look up the photo shoot from Titanic Rising. It's like these really just like interesting photos of her like in the submerged bedroom. Like
underwater.
Playing instruments just in her room, but it's like she's just floating in this like underwater cave kind of. And it's just like stunning to look at.
And
it's beautiful.
If you really are interested, you can go on YouTube and there is a behind the scenes of this photo shoot.
Yeah.
And she is actually like they did a whole set underwater. And she, it's none of it's like
it's not like
Photoshop.
CGI. No, it's like she actually was like floating around.
She went underwater in this like made up bedroom. It's incredible. I think her dedication to her craft is evident. She will stick to a theme for each album. She will stick to an era. And I think that really comes through in her work. So without further ado, let's hear Andromeda by Wise Blood off of Titanic Rising. Enjoy.
Nothing in it for me, except a heart that's lazy. Running for my own life now, I'm really turning some time. Looking up to the sky for something I may never find.
Love that will make
Let me in if I break and be quiet if I shatter. Get tired of looking. The man can't see his shadow. Oh, he can block your sun all day. He can make you small. He has the power to take his love away. 6 hours on the grapevine.
Go back to the camp.
Welcome back to CITR 101.9 FM. We're taking you back to the garden. I'm Molly.
I'm Sam. And that was Wiseblood, who we are covering today.
Yes.
That was just...
Grapevine from And in Darkness, Hearts Aglow, her latest studio album released this past year in 2022.
Yes.
And before that, we had Andromeda from Titanic Rising.
Her 2019 album.
Amazing.
That was incredible. We were really vibing out in the studio just now. I'll be honest. Like, Wiseblood does something to me, my body, and my soul that I think is like... I'm a loss for words, like what she does.
Before the break, we were just talking about her humble origins. And I think it's really interesting. She grew up in quite a religious family. And she describes as Bible Belt household. And I think... Not only is that really interesting for me, as I was raised Catholic as well, but I think that makes sense. Like, as soon as you hear her music, the way she writes songs, the instrumentals, that makes sense to me.
Yeah.
And it's really beautiful. It's like this otherworldly, swooning melody.
It's just like the most like...
It's incredible.
It's like, I don't want to overuse the word ethereal because I feel like it's like overused in like our culture lately, but like that's very much the only way I can describe it. Like, it has an ethereal quality to it that just feels like heaven shining down on you.
Like,
so it
no
has
other.
This like religious undertone for sure, but she's also kind of moved away entirely from that like upbringing, and it's almost like in contrast to it a lot of the time, which is really cool.
And in interviews, there's an incredible article in The New Yorker about her. And she describes that although she was raised religious, like her parents did give her kind of the freedom to develop her own beliefs at a certain age. And she definitely moved away from that like religious upbringing and into this, I don't know, the way she writes songs. It's just both her albums, her latest two albums are kind of about the state of the world. And how we're in these very strange, wild times. The song we're going to play for you later is titled Wild Time.
Yeah. And I think, I mean, one of my favorite, I think, quotes about her music is this one from the New Yorker article that says, her lyrics combine a yearning for sincerity and conviction with a serene fatalism. And that's just like...
So well said.
So, I mean, that's so well said, but it has this quality that's like, it feels heartfelt, but it makes me just want to like lie down on like in like a field of grass, but in the pouring rain, kind of like,
yes.
I want to be washed away when I listen to her
and
music. Not like I want to like be in the sun. Like I want to be like cleansed.
I just want to like bathe in it.
Yeah,
in a way.
Yeah, exactly.
No, it's so beautiful. Up next, we have for you movies off of Titanic Rising, and we're gonna get into talking about the show right after we play this song and we have a little ad break, but. This was incredible live. She danced around on stage. She was throwing flowers into the crowd.
What was she wearing on stage?
She had this beautiful white gown.
Oh, my God.
And part of her theme for In Darkness, Hearts Aglow is this, like, Mother Mary character. Her album cover for that album, she has this glowing red heart. And I didn't realize until after the concert, actually, but that is imagery of the Mother Mary with the glowing, like... heart in the chest. She had this beautiful white gown on, and halfway through the show, her heart lit up through the gown, and she was dancing around stage in this beautiful flowy dress, throwing around flowers, and you will hear this song, like the progression of it is incredible.
Yeah.
You will just have to hear for yourself. There's so many chapters within each of her songs. There's such a buildup.
Yeah.
And I think you'll really enjoy. So we're going to cut to an ad break, and then after that, you will be hearing Movies by Wiseblood off of Titanic Rising. So please enjoy.
Yeah.
Let's get to it.
Radio show
is brewed fresh and served fresh at the peak of its flavor. If you're a tough customer, only the taste of this
radio show
will do. So go ahead, let Dunkin' Donuts make your
radio experience
exquisite
indeed.
Dunkin' Donuts, serving sweet treats from the pop underground, Thursdays noon to 1.
Change the state of the world, but instead you keep buying material goods to satisfy whatever desire you have in that very moment? Me too. But now you can do both! Rock Shop and Community Thrift is a local vintage shop that fulfills your 1970s alt-chic fantasy while also supporting at-risk people through their compassionate and supportive work training program. All of their profits go to the PHS Community Services Society to support ongoing healthcare, harm reduction, and health promotion projects in Vancouver and Victoria. So stop by their two locations, Community Unisex on West Hastings or Community Frock Shop on Corral Street. And if you know any other local businesses that deserve recognition for their generous business practices or their contributions to the community, please DM us on Instagram at CITR and Discorder because we would love to spotlight them. Because hey, if you can't stop buying, you might as well start supporting.
This is how it feels to be in love. This is life from above. There's no books anymore. I'm bound to that summer. Big box office hill. Everyone will know me.
Welcome back to CITR 101.9 FM.
I'm Sam.
I'm Molly, and we are taking you back to the garden. That was just Movies by Wise Blood off of Titanic Rising. Yeah. And I don't know about you, but I just levitated in Studio A here.
Studio
on...
A just like became
we just
a
took
different
off.
Universe.
Yeah. We just took off. That, I must say, I got into Wise Blood around the fall of 2021, I think. Mm-hmm. And it's when Titanic Rising had been released for about a year and a half, I think. Yeah. And the first song I listened was Picture Me Better, and I think that was the second song I found. And when I discovered that song, it is all I listened to and from school for like 2 weeks.
Yeah. Oh my God.
The progression in it,
it's insane. It's so layered, and there's so much going on in her songs that they have like this cinematic quality to it that's just like, I could be like... I envision, like, scenes in movies where I'm like, this is, like, visual almost, and yet it's completely auditory. Like, there's, like, a visual quality to her music, which I think is, like, hard to describe, but I'm just like, wow, this is, like, more of my senses are being pulled into this.
I know, and I think that's an awesome way to transition into our talk about the show.
Yes, let's talk
about
her show.
That I was at this past Tuesday, in that I agree, to me, her music is very visual, and I don't know if it's because of the visuals that she does accompanying her albums. She has these beautifully curated photo shoots that go along with each album, which I really appreciate. But when I went to see her, I already have this like vision of what I thought it was going to look like, and it certainly lived up to that expectation.
Yeah.
She put on an amazing show at the Commodore this past Tuesday here in Vancouver, and each song on the set list exceeded my expectations. Yeah. Upon listening to her recent album for the first time, a few songs certainly stood out, but there were some I was like, they're great, but nothing special. However, one song I want to pay special attention to, which we unfortunately don't have time to play today, is God Turn Me Into a Flower.
Oh, yeah.
And speaking of visuals, this performance, I cannot recommend enough that everyone listening looks this up on YouTube if you have the chance. She introduced it by talking about this documentary filmmaker named Adam Curtis, who makes these very dystopian, I don't know, he makes these films that are very of the times of like the kind of dystopian reality that we seem to be living through. And she introduced him to us and really recommended that we check him out, and then said, fortunately, she had got visuals done for the show by him. And God Turn Me Into a Flower is this beautiful instrumental. She doesn't sing too much in it. It's mainly just these amazing chord progressions as you just experience in movies. And with the background visuals of Adam Curtis, I was like floating.
Oh my God. I can only imagine. I mean, I think we can watch it because she did it on the Stephen Colbert Show, I think yesterday or the day
goodness.
Before. She performed God Turn Me Into a Flower with insane visuals in the background. Yeah. I actually haven't seen it yet, but I saw it like on social media and I saw her advertising it. But for people who want to watch a live performance of it, that is fresh off the press. She's wearing a gorgeous white gown, it looks like.
Yeah. It's an 8-minute song.
Yeah.
It's incredible. And again, like upon first listen, I'm like, this is beautiful for sure, but it didn't really stick out as one of my favorites. I was like, okay, Grapevine, which we played earlier, a classic. But this one, it's after seeing it live, I just walked around my neighborhood after the concert last week and just listened to it on repeat for what seemed like half an hour.
Oh my God.
So that was incredible.
Yeah.
Other notes from the show. She had a cute little talking break.
Nice.
Where she's...
I love when artists do that.
I know.
It's so sweet. It's just like we're all people here. We're real. Like.
Yeah. And it I mean, they're obviously people just like the rest of us, but sometimes, especially Wise Blood, seems like this incredible, ethereal being.
Exactly,
like,
like, I can't believe that
we are one with
me.
Her.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. So she had this cute little talking break where she talked about how last tour she polled the crowd at each show, whether they thought the moon landing was fake or not.
Hot takes,
love which is just a goofy little break.
Yeah.
And this tour, she said that she was going around asking who believed in astrology. And being in Vancouver, I'm sure many of you could guess, a lot of hands went up.
Yeah.
A lot of hands went up. And then she said that she is on a crusade to end astrology. Now,
okay,
me too.
I was going to say, we actually share that opinion here in Studio A right now, where I have also always been kind of anti-astrology because I've been like, oh, it puts me in a box. Like, I feel like it limits me and is too, like, I don't know. I don't like the culture around it of being like, oh, I know everything about you now based on when you were born. Yeah. However, I am also an Aquarius, and apparently that is like very Aquarius.
Sam and I are both Aquarius.
We're both Aquarius. February babies here. And we both like to be unique and not put into a box according to Aquarius birth charts. So I'm like, well, unfortunately, I hate
unfortunately,
this, but I
we conform.
Am a part of it.
We conform with our apparent astrological sign, that being Aquarius. Yeah, but because, I thought that was really funny.
Yeah, because she said a funny comment, did she not?
And after that, someone asked, okay, well, what's your sign? And she said a Gemini, but she self-identifies as a Scorpio, and she recommended to everyone in the crowd that we try the same. So my question for everyone listening today is, if you could self-identify with a sign... What would you choose?
If you could be something else, what line is that from? I feel like that's from like a classic like Disney movie where they're like, oh, it's from Brave. It's like, if you could choose your fate, would you? Is that the right? Is that the line?
That is.
The old woman says that.
Yeah, exactly. So something for everyone to take home today. What astrology sign would you choose? Do you identify with what you were your astrology sign assigned at birth? You know.
Or something different.
Something to consider.
Unfortunately, I have to say, I think I identify as an Aquarius.
I think
too.
I'm an Aquarius.
I don't think I'm straying from the path, and I think that it does really personify me in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
So,
well, there you go. But she amazing, amazing stage presence. I love when an artist exceeds my expectations in that I didn't think she could sound better than her studio recordings. And I don't know if it was the staging and this like ethereal. I'm gonna beat ethereal to death.
Yeah.
Let's find another word. This magical.
Sure. I'm gonna look up some synonyms.
This like gorgeous, gorgeous blue and purple lighting, which is very much all of her two most recent album covers have this blue, cool toned purple theme to them.
Yeah.
And I think I wish I had, what is it, synesthesia?
Yes.
I wish I had that, which is essentially when you.
Can hear like it's
you
like
can
you
can see what you hear. Yeah, I know Lord
like colors,
has it,
yeah.
And like this, you hear sounds, and then you're able to visually
like associate them with different colors.
Yeah,
it's like it kind of like the senses in your brain get kind of mixed up in this kind of wonderful way. It sounds like as someone who does not have it, I can't really say.
I can't. I know Lord does.
Yeah,
and she's
and she
talked about it. In
talks
her
about
work.
It with a lot of love. So it sounds like it's fun.
Listening to Wiseblood's music truly does feel like I have this synesthesia.
Yeah.
Say that 10 times fast.
Yeah.
Where her music, not only are the album covers and her photography and visuals behind it very cool toned, but when I'm listening to it, I feel like I'm in underwater and I'm in the ocean, or I'm in like a rainy field, as you
it's
said earlier.
Sublime in a way. Like it's just like it's because it's kind of has this like fatalism to it, but it's gorgeous. You want to be like wrapped in it and kind of like enveloped in it.
Yeah.
In a way. I don't know. It's just like wonderful.
And all her music definitely has like this existential dread almost behind it. But
yeah, there are kind of depressing songs, but like in this nice melancholic way.
Yeah. And I know a lot of my friends are like, oh my gosh, gonna cry to Titanic Rising. And I'm like, that is true for sure. But for me, like, the themes are approached in such a way that I'm like, this is too beautiful for me to cry to. I just want to sit with it.
I just want to like immerse myself in it, kind of.
Amazing.
Yeah. Ugh.
Well,
we should play some more of her music.
We
honestly,
should.
While we're talking right now, I'm like, we can keep describing this all day, or we can give you like more of a taste of it.
Exactly.
So up next, I believe we have a collaboration she did.
Yes.
With Perfume Genius. If you want to talk more about that.
So we are now in what we like to call the adjacent portion of our show, where we will be playing music she's collaborated with other artists on, and also Wiseblood has an incredible list of people she cites as inspirations for her work.
For sure.
We need like a 5-hour time slot to go through all of them.
We were just talking about this. It's like some of the best artists of all time.
Yeah.
Like we'll have some Leonard Cohen, we'll have some Joni Mitchell coming up, and those are the only two we could include. But
yeah. I mean, like we could go on all day
because
she really does pay tribute to a lot of incredible artists, which I think are definitely very apparent in her sound.
Yeah, for sure.
But we're going to start off by a collaboration she did with Perfume Genius off his album No Shape, and it's called Sides. And I remember listening to this album shortly after I discovered her and figuring out, oh my goodness, she's on this song. It is such a cool song. But I'm going to say no more.
Let's just run it.
And enjoy. And after this, I believe we will have a little ad break, and then we're gonna get some Canadian classics.
Yeah, some inspirations that are gorgeous. So prepare for that.
Please stay tuned. Yeah. And here is Sides by Perfume Genius and Wiseblood. Enjoy. Mm-hmm.
gender-affirming, client-centered models of service.
The 22nd edition of DOXA Documentary Film Festival returns May 4th to May 14th, 2023. Committed to cultivating curiosity and critical thought, DOXA will present both short and feature films from across Canada and around the globe, representing some of the best in documentary cinema. This year, DOXA is once again returning to local theaters. The in-person festival will include live conversations with filmmakers as well as industry-specific events. The festival program will be announced soon. Visit doxafestival.ca for more information.
TransCare BC works to enhance the coordination of trans health services across the province and offer expanded health services to support transgender communities. They are doing this by developing gender-affirming, client-centered models of service, ensuring access to gender-affirming and supportive healthcare that is equitable and available, and supporting network development to make sure trans and gender-diverse individuals, their families, and healthcare providers have access to information, resources, and support. Check out phsa.ca. to learn more about this program and lend your voice to help create an inclusive and supportive system for trans members of our community.
Welcome back to CITR 101.9 FM.
We are taking you back to the garden. I'm Sam.
And I'm Molly. And we are entering the adjacent portion of today's show on Wise Blood, which we are more than excited for because as lifelong friends of Joni Mitchell and Leonard Cohen.
Lifelong friends or fans?
Fans.
I was
going
to say, I wish I was friends with them. But yes, as lifelong fans of Joni Mitchell and Leonard Cohen, we are really excited to report that they are two of Wise Blood's biggest inspirations.
Yes.
And two of Canada's, I think, most notable artists that we
Incredibly, we're incredibly lucky to have them here.
Yeah.
And just a note on Joni Mitchell, there's an incredible cover that Wise Blood has done of Woodstock, which is actually what this show is named after.
Yes,
Back to the Garden.
Exactly.
Again, like, we need 5 hours today to go through everything we want to go through.
Yeah.
But I implore everyone to look it up. It's on YouTube. I believe it's also on Instagram. It's an incredible cover. And in that, she cites that she would not be here or be half the artist she is today without Joni Mitchell.
Yeah.
She said that Joni Mitchell has been the music soundtracking her life and that Mitchell has been there for Natalie Maring, aka Wise Blood, through thick and thin during pivotal moments for her. So
we'll be bringing you that.
We're bringing you some Joni,
yeah.
And we're bringing you some Leonard Cohen.
Yeah. So we're going to start here with Suzanne by Leonard Cohen, which is my all-time favorite song by him, and it's been for a very long time. And then we'll just drift you into some nice, soothing Joni Mitchell and note the parallels and the inspirations between these two artists and Wise Blood.
Exactly.
But without further ado, let's get it going.
Here we are. Yeah. Here is Suzanne by Leonard Cohen.
Suzanne takes you down to her place near the river. You can hear the boats go by. You can spend the night beside her. And you know that she's half crazy, but that's why you wanna be there. And she feeds you tea and oranges that come all the way from China. And just when you mean to tell her that you have no love to give her, then she gets you on her wavelength, and she lets the river answer that you've always been her lover. And you want to travel with her, and you want to travel blind, and you know that she will trust you, for you've touched her perfect body with your mind. And Jesus was a sailor when he walked upon the water, and he spent a long time watching from his lonely wooden tower. And when he knew for certain only drowning men could see him. He said, all men will be sailors then until the sea shall free them. But he himself was broken long before the sky would open. Forsaken, almost human, he sank beneath your wisdom like a stone. To travel with him, and you want to travel blind, and you think maybe you'll trust him, for he's touched your perfect body with his mind. Now Suzanne takes your hand and she leads you to the river. She is wearing rags and feathers from Salvation Army counters, and the sun pours down like honey on Our Lady of the Harbor, and she shows you where to look among the garbage and the flowers. There are heroes in the seaweed, there are children in the morning, they are leaning for love, they will lean that way forever while Suzanne holds the mirror. And you want to travel with her, and you want to travel blind, and you know you can trust her, for she's touched your perfect body with her mind. Thank you.
acting strange. They shake their heads, they say I've changed. Well, something's lost, but something's gained in living every day. I've looked at life from both sides now.
CITR 101.9 FM. You just heard Suzanne, Both Sides Now, and
You Turn Me On, I'm a Radio from Joni Mitchell's For the Roses.
And those are all some of Wise's inspirations, and we are so happy to round out the hour with them. I just have a quick little note. I would like to dedicate Both Sides Now to some visitors we have from England. My dad's friends back in Ontario. John and Allison Mortimer. I promised I would dedicate a song to them.
Thank you for tuning in.
We have international presence on today's broadcast.
Yes,
oh my goodness.
Yes.
And we are now going to round out the hour. What are we going to round out the hour with, Sam?
We are going to play one last Wise Blood hit, Wild Time, off of her album, once again, Titanic Rising.
Incredible song.
Incredible song. Incredible way to finish the hour.
Not to sound like a broken record, but Oh my gosh.
It's ethereal.
It's ethereal.
It's an ethereal song.
The word of the day, ethereal.
Yeah, it's luminous, it's magical, it's amazing. Let's run it.
Without further ado, thank you for listening to Back to the Garden on this Friday, March 31st.
We have a really exciting episode for you next week.
We got those special surprises next week.
You want to be listening. We have a giveaway we're going to be doing. We have a special type
Our first
of,
giveaway and interview.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
It's very exciting, and it's with a band that has released their debut album today. For those who are in the know, it's a bit of a Boy Genius episode.
Oh my goodness.
That's all I'm going to say now. It's just a tease. Okay, let's put on Wild Time. Thank you for listening.
Back to the Garden. See you soon.